Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Today is Monday, October 13th. A local immigration advocate says some Memphis immigrants, whether they're documented or not, are afraid to leave their homes due to the increase in ICE agents here with the Memphis Safe Task Force. The task force has brought dozens of ICE agents to the city, and they appear to be accompanying other law enforcement agencies on their patrols. One immigrant rights advocate shared a chilling story about a Hispanic woman who had her driver's license seized by ICE agents on Wednesday. But at least one group is working to get the word out about where ICE has been spotted around town. Last week was National Banned Books Week, and as it does every year, local library branches plan to display banned books to educate the public about censorship. But those displays were quickly removed earlier this week in an attempt to navigate political waters. The city of Memphis says it's complying with new state and federal DEI laws, and library employees were directed to get pre-approval for book displays and library signs. And the DEI changes to library programming have been going on since the summer, with required name changes to Pride events and programming around Black culture. Deveronte.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the show. Hey, you're listening to WYXR. We're 91.7 on your FM dial in Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You. And today, my guest is Courtney Sage. Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
Get closer to the mic.
Oh, okay. Hi.
There you go. Hi. You sound like a DJ.
Oh, well, next up we'll have...
That's great. You got a good DJ voice. That's a very good DJ voice. See, Lauren.
Bye.
Great show. So Courtney, have you been on the radio before?
Only when I was in the fifth grade and I won a dinner out because I identified like a Rolling Stones song, I think.
Really?
That's
okay.
That's the only time I've ever been on the radio.
Wow. Okay. Well, folks, after an absence on the radio waves for many years, Courtney's back and she's got some songs. If you've never listened to our show before, here's how it works. We get friends to come in and people who are future friends and all this to come in and bring 10 songs that move them somehow. They don't have to be their favorite songs or anything, but every person, I believe, has a unique musical DNA. And so today, we're going to talk about Courtney's musical DNA. Well, let's go ahead and play some music. What have you got first for me?
My first song is Can't Get Next to You by Al Green.
Oh, what a great song. Why did you pick that?
Well, because my late father, one of the artists he recorded was Al Green.
Oh, we got to hear more about that.
Well, I wish I knew more.
Yeah.
And also this song, I'm a sucker for a good horn section.
Yeah.
And also, I believe Teeny Hodges is the one that does that amazing guitar solo on it.
I'm sure it is. Here we go. This is I Can't Get Next to You, Al Green.
Can turn a river into a
a raging fire. I can live forever if I so desire, yeah. Unhappy man with all the powers that I possess, yeah. Oh, you're the king, cause I'm
hanging next to you.
I think Al wants to get next to her. Don't you think?
Definitely, but watch out for the grits.
That's right, always. All right, folks, you're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and we are located here in the beautiful Crosstown Concourse. And I say this every week, but I'm going to keep saying it every week. If you've never been down here, do yourself a favor and come down. Especially now, they have the... they have the lanterns. It's lantern season here. I don't know what that's for, but maybe it's just Japanese lantern season.
Or it
right?
might be Chinese New Year.
Oh, Chinese. Okay, Chinese New Year.
I don't quote me on that.
But. Okay, well, I just did quote. You just quoted yourself. All right. But yeah, it's beautiful
it
here
beautiful.
In the atrium. It's really nice here. And there's so many things going on here all the time. If you've never been down here, you know, great restaurants. The Memphis Listening Lab is upstairs, and they have things all the time in the green room and in the auditorium and all this stuff. So if you want to get out and start doing some things and you haven't been doing what you think you need to do, come down to the Crosstown Concourse. And that is my PSA for the Crosstown Concourse. All right, Courtney Sage is my guest this morning, and we're talking about the songs that move her. What do we got next?
We have Love and Communication by Cat Power off her album The Greatest.
Yeah.
It was very hard. Like you said, these are not necessarily my favorite songs.
Yeah.
But all of the artists are my favorite artists. But this song, it just, there's something about like the string arrangement at the end. And she also, this album, she had Teeny Hodges play that the Memphis, I can't remember what the Memphis group was that yeah. accompanied her on the tour and played yeah. on the album. So this is a two teeny song. Like oh. we've had two teeny serves.
Oh, that's great. Here we go. Love and Communication.
Found you on the phone, you called me.
to your seat in some dark movie. Can you memorize the scenes? You'll be different next week. Can you tell me, can you tell, can you tell? There is something better, cause you know it always is. Always is. Drawn to the party like a spider, filling up your guts. Don't hate the night, what you shouldn't have. Come along for the ride. You just know you should.
Communication. That was a good one. That was some good stuff. Yeah, I remember they put together the band here in Memphis, and they traveled all over the place.
Yeah, I believe she handpicked, like, she wanted a certain sound.
Yeah.
I don't know who arranged all that, but it was perfect.
I think Robert Gordon did that. Yeah.
Oh, he's such a nice person.
Yeah.
He signed some books for me.
Okay.
And I just recently realized he directed her Lived in Bars video, which is one of my favorites.
Okay.
And my friend Andrea Lyle is actually in that.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's great. Well, my friend Doug Easley played on the record and was on the road. Yeah.
Wow.
With them. Didn't you, Doug? And I hope Doug's listening. This is where I bet he is. All right. All right, folks. We hope you're having a great start to your week, and I think it's going to be a very nice week. It's going to, you know, be warm, you know, in the 80s, I believe. I heard the weatherman say today, and maybe a little rain over the weekend, though I'm not sure. And that was your weather forecast. What do you think?
Was it Les Nessman? You're better than Les Nessman.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I do want to say something to tell folks. people are always asking me about Elmwood Cemetery. So this week, Friday night and Saturday night at Elmwood Cemetery is the Soul of the City tour. That is the costume tour at Elmwood. So you buy your tickets at elmwood.org, elmwoodcemetery.org, and you can come to, you can pick the time you want to do your tour. I think it's, I don't know, if you'll see the times, but I think it's like from 5 to like 7 or 7:30.
I would love
you know,
to do
on
that.
Those nights. So just go to elmwoodcemetery.org, pick the time you want to come, what day you want to come, and you come and you go with a group of about 40 people, and you go to these people's, these characters who are dressed up. You go to their final resting places, and they tell you an incredible story about who they are, who they were.
Do they ever make visits?
They do not make visits. They don't get to leave the cemetery. So they're going to stay in the cemetery. But that's coming up this Friday and Saturday night at Elmwood. And I hope you can come if you like. Also, I want to thank everybody for all the support you give WYXR. We are an all-volunteer radio station, and we're so glad that you help us out by becoming sustaining members. You can go to WYXR.org, and there's a button at the top that says donate, and believe me, we will appreciate anything you can help us with. My guest this morning on Songs That Move You, this would be Courtney Sage. Courtney, are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun. I just noticed it's like a disco-rama in here with
it
all
is.
These lights and
yeah.
stuff.
You know, Lauren brought the disco ball when she started doing her show
I love
a
it.
Couple of years. Yeah, it's very cool.
I used to have one in my house, but it drove my cat crazy.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah your cat was probably running around trying to catch it.
It was not good for her mental health, but I loved it.
That's great. Okay, well, let's push on down the line here. Ooh, I see this next song you got. What? Tell our folks what you got.
Golden Years by Bowie. And I was talking to Willie and said, you know, these are not necessarily my favorite songs. They're all my favorite artists. But these songs is because the assignment was to pick out my, you know, 10 songs that moved me.
Yeah.
So that I had specific memories with. And I whittled it down from 80 to 30.
You really had 80?
I did.
Oh, my God.
To 30 to 20. And I think this is one of the hardest things I have ever had to do. I'm serious. It was on the par with high school algebra.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Well,
hang on now.
Yeah.
That was.
It was a lot more fun. Part. But
yeah, algebra's tough.
Oh, and tough. I picked this one because I had to have been about 5, and this must have been on the radio.
Yeah.
I was in my mother's bedroom, just sitting up against the headboard, and I thought that he was saying golden heels.
Oh, golden
and
heels.
And so I imagined a pair of golden heels without anybody in them coming towards me in the hallway. And I was absolutely petrified. So this song always makes me a little nervous, but I love it.
Well, it's a great time to play it at Halloween.
I'm surprised. Right? If I'd told my mom that, she'd probably have sent me away somewhere. But
she probably would have. Here we go. This is Golden Heels by David and David Bowie. Here we go.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come up, baby.
This must be the lost, that's all. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come up, baby. In walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine.
Come up, baby.
I'll sleep with you, baby, for 1,000 years.
Nothing's gonna touch you.
back down where you once belonged, in the back of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you've got to get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I'll believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
Life's taking you nowhere.
Angel, come with the baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Go.
Now I'm afraid again.
Are you afraid that
it's bringing up memories?
that the golden heels are chasing you?
I should do a painting about that.
You should. I think you should. That would be fun. All right. So we were talking while this was playing, as we do. You know, we don't sit here and just listen to all the songs.
We just stare intently at each other.
That's right. Yes. And what is that? Okay. But yeah, we were talking when this is going on, and you know, just talking about, you know, the songs that mean something to you, because I don't think there's anything other than music that takes you there. I mean, smells and you know, and some things like that will do it, but maybe not as intensely as music does.
I mean, I do often hear something, mm-hmm. and I'll just kind of have to take a break and sit back and bask in the memories that I'm right back to.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? I love that. It's a good thing about being a human being that happens to us, you know, and it takes everybody back to that place, whether it's good or bad or whatever, you know, because life is good and bad and indifferent and joyous and all of those things.
Maybe that's the one common thread I think that every human has.
You know, I think you got a point. All right. Well, let's move on to the next song. My daughter Maggie loves this this artist, Lana Del Rey.
You either really love her or you don't like her.
Oh, okay.
She's kind of polarizing. Yeah. But I chose this song because it's off her Ultraviolence album, and it has like a harder sound than a lot of her other albums. And it's, I think the drummer for the Black Keys produced it.
Okay.
And of course, any drummer that produces anything, I love drummers.
There you go. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the drums are going to be nice and loud out
but
there.
But I
right?
picked this song because it's fascinating, because at some point, like, the BPMs drop significantly.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
It's almost like a little break in the midst of kind of a really, like, jamming song.
Okay. Know? Wow. Here we go. This is West Coast by Lana Del Rey.
Down on the west coast,
That's nice. I really like that.
Good.
Yeah, good song. Good song. You know, I am the beneficiary of people's, you know, favorite songs.
I'm sure you have hundreds.
There's so many things that I just have never heard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, in my line of work, I edit a lot, so I can't listen to music while I'm working.
Your brain is full of so many other things.
Yeah, and I, you know, so many people say, oh man, I listen to music all day long while I work. And I can't do that.
You're so envious.
Yeah, I am, because I would love to be able to listen to music all the time. And consequently, then I don't know as much about music as I should, but this turns me on to a lot of things
that
I will listen to again. And Lana Del Rey, that was very cool. All right, so, folks, I got Courtney Sage with me this morning, and she is walking us through, or shepherding us through, her songs
shuffling us through.
Yeah. And, okay, so I see that the next song is an Otis Redding song. Why did you choose that?
That was actually my wedding song.
Was it really?
And I do not like to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And so we had a very small actual ceremony, and then we had a big party, which is what we wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
But the first dance was a very I was not excited about it,
yeah,
because it's so awkward after a certain point, you know, where the song's kind of going a little too long.
Yeah.
And I found this Otis Redding song, and I think it's 2:13 seconds. But it's one of the sweetest songs. And also, you know, it harkens back to my dad, and he did record for Otis Redding. And he, I think it's just a wonderful ode to Memphis in general.
Yeah, here we go. That's How Strong My Love Is. Otis Redding, That's How Strong My Love Is. That's a great song.
2:13
2:13
That's the longest I had all eyes on me.
That's right. And so what you're saying here is anybody can dance for 2:13, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, folks, remember that at your next wedding.
I'm not going to demonstrate that for you right now. A lot of people would question not coordinated in any way.
But that's good, though. That was good thinking on your part if you didn't want all eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to kind of, you know, I mean, it's your wedding day.
Well,
right?
I kind of was a little like, well, I mean, what else am I going to
do? Yeah, sure. It's gonna happen.
Yeah. Everybody right? was like, they said that this was a completely Courtney and Mark wedding. Like,
good.
It was very relaxed.
Well, that's very good.
But I will, the only piece of information or like suggestions I have for
right.
brides is a day of wedding planner.
Oh, okay.
My girlfriends and I put everything together.
Yeah.
And but if you have a day of wedding planner, the bride doesn't get the call that, you know, oh, we can't get into the reception area to decorate,
right.
or the chairs are sinking a little in the mud,
uh-huh.
and we have to go to plan B. So day of wedding planner, it would be worth it.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Good advice, folks. Remember this.
My only advice.
Going to be getting married anytime soon or anytime in the future. All right. Courtney Sage is here with me this morning. You listen to WYXR, Songs That Move You. We're 91.7 FM in Memphis. What's our next song, Courtney?
Is it The Pixies?
Yes.
Yeah. Monkey Gone to Heaven.
Yes.
And I vividly remember the first time my friend put this cassette in and said, this is going to change your life.
Uh-huh.
And it was when the Doolittle, their not their first album, but their first pretty well-known album,
mm-hmm.
came out. And this, although it's not my favorite song, it was very, since it was the first one I heard. And this sound, and I think, you know, Nirvana actually credits the Pixies, lots of very popular bands because of their loud, quiet, loud kind of aesthetic.
Right.
And one of my big regrets is not going to see them in college when they played in Lawrence on their Trompe Le Monde tour.
Ah.
Because I had a huge like exam the next day.
Oh gosh.
Big regret.
Well, if you could go back and do it, would you go?
I would.
Oh,
and
you
I actually
would,
got
yeah.
to see them at the Ryman.
Oh, really?
About
okay.
10 years ago.
Oh, that's yeah.
When Kim Deal was still with them.
Okay.
I won't see them if Kim Deal is not with them, and that doesn't look like that's gonna happen anytime soon.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Do they have some kind of hassle going on?
Well,
between
the
Kim Deal?
Frank Black, who's the singer, the main singer.
Yeah.
I think they had some creative differences or something like that. So,
okay.
you know, I mean, as you know, that bands can kind of be like married couples and have
yes.
their squabbles and disagreements. So.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to hear Monkey Gone to Heaven by the Pixies. Here we go.
There was a guy an underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey. In the sky.
right. Well, man, that was cool. Monkey Gone to Heaven.
Is it too early for that?
No, it's never too early for the Pixies, right?
It's a little, you know, it's a little rocking for 9:30 in the morning.
Well, that's okay. People that's okay. need to get up
wake
and
up.
Rock
wake
if
up.
It's time.
Yeah.
That's right. So did you ever have dreams of being a DJ when you were a child?
Oh, totally.
Did you really?
I did.
Tell me about that.
I would set up my little 45 player and my cassette player and use my dad, when he worked for Pepper Tanner, he would get all these like promotional copies of 45s. And the weirdest one I got was Funky Worm by the Ohio Players.
Oh, okay.
Which it's not really an enjoyable song, so I didn't want to bring that on here. Maybe one of the next 8 times you have me on here.
Right, okay.
But I would get, and this is, you know, maybe 1975, and I had a 45 for advertising the Mid-South Fair of 1960.
Wow.
And so that would be, you know, in between playing like my Nick Lowe 45 or my Blondie 45.
So what would you say?
Would you
introduce all the songs?
I would.
Yeah,
I would introduce all the songs, and then I would, you know, say, and now we have a message from the Mid-South Fair. Everybody should go to the Mid-South Fair. And I still know all the words to that jingle.
Wow.
If I could just find those cassette tapes.
Oh,
would be
that's
gold,
so cool.
You know?
That is so cool. You were your own little DJ.
I was. Another weird thing my mom probably doesn't know about me.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was... Like, a lot of the stuff was 8 to 10.
Yeah, right.
8 to 10
okay.
years old. Yeah.
Oh, magical time.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Well, then tell me how you would introduce this next song.
I would say that I was introduced to Bob Dylan because of my dear stepfather, who, rest in peace, he passed about a year ago. But Dan brought into the relationship, I was about 9, and he brought, and I said this in his eulogy, a beanbag, a very tattered old scratchy blanket, which we still have, and a bunch of Bob Dylan albums. And those songs echoed throughout the house a lot more than Mom and I wanted them to. but this was I think this is my favorite Bob Dylan song, actually. Maybe Rainy Day Woman. That's another good one, but, you know, that was kind of repetitive. So.
All right, here we go. Positively 4th Street.
You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there. If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Behind my back, I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with? Surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, You'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And no, I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place. Don't you understand? It's not my problem. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
All right, Bob Dylan, Positively 4th Street. That was a good one, Courtney.
Thanks.
That was nice. Folks, I wish we were on television because I would show you something. I'm going to post this on my Facebook page later today. I have to go somewhere for a meeting first, so maybe later today. I'm going to post this. Courtney made me a pumpkin that my face is drawn on, and I'm telling you, it looks exactly like me.
It looks like something that someone in an 18th century French like asylum would have made in their arts and crafts. It does not look like something a trained artist would make, but at the same time, I don't really like a lot of trained artists.
Well, I tell you what, that's amazing, and it harkens back to a couple of Halloweens ago when my wife dressed up as me.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes, yes.
That is brilliant.
She walked in, and I looked at her, and I thought, oh, my God, you're dressed up like me.
Did you dress up?
I did not dress up.
That's even more perfect.
Yeah, and so she and I just went out, and there were two Willies that day. All right. Folks, you're listening to Songs and Movie on WYXR. We got a couple more songs to hit here. Courtney Sage is my guest. Courtney? Talk yep. to me.
Okay. Well, the next song, I became a big Joni Mitchell fan in high school in the mid-80s because of another friend who introduced me to her music. And this was a very hard choice because there's many Joni Mitchell songs that have had a lot of effect on me. But this song, Free Man in Paris, I had gone to Paris three times. My husband and I lived in Germany for a few years, and every time I went, this was on rotate through
really?
My head. Yeah, oh. And I thought, I get exactly what she means.
Yeah, that's so cool. Here we go, Joni Mitchell, Free Man in Paris.
Trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors, and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on,
the popular song.
Free Man in Paris. Joni Mitchell. God, what a great song.
I love that song.
That was another great song. All right, folks. Courtney Sage is my guest this morning. She has brought it this morning.
I bring it.
You brought it. All right. And she's going to come back and bring some more stuff.
During the eight more times I'm going to be on here.
There you go.
I have to get through the 80 songs.
That's right. She has 80 songs, folks. All right. Okay, well, tell you what, we have about seven more minutes, so I think we're going to get to all of your songs.
Okay, awesome.
Which sometimes we don't get to.
Well,
all the
I
songs.
Understand the last one; it's long, a little long, so you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then we were talking earlier about this Jim Croce song. Tell me about that.
This is a song I mean, I don't remember the first time I heard it, but I was always. It's one of those songs where I kind of have to sit and listen to it every time, because even though I know the story, I know how the story ends,
yeah.
It's just always kind of a surprise. And but this song was one of the ones that when my stepfather was in the hospital, I made him a playlist, and this was one of the ones on there. But I haven't been able to listen to this song a lot since then, but I've gotten to the point where I can do it again and not cry and just appreciate it.
All right, here we go. This is Operator by Jim Croce.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. It happened. it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this car.
What that does to me every time I hear it, but it does, it gets me in the feels.
Well, at least both of us aren't sobbing.
Yeah, right. We're not crying. We're not weeping here in the studio. But yeah, it's just, it's a beautifully written song.
It is.
I mean, just beautifully conceived, and they really did a wonderful job. Folks, thank you for tuning in today. We got a couple more minutes left. We got another song we're going to play. But I want to thank Courtney for being here with us today. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I know you want to do a little shout out.
Let me do a little shout out. The story is because of FCC regulations, and I don't want to get the station in trouble. We're not playing the song that this lyric comes from, but I had two major spine surgeries at Vanderbilt, like my 2-year anniversary.
Right.
Because I couldn't walk. And it was very bad pain, and it stemmed from my 14-year-old. When I was 14, I had scoliosis, and I had a rod put in, so that rod tried to kill me again. So, anyway, I went to Vanderbilt, and Dr. Byron Stevens and his team saved my life.
Yeah.
And the first time I woke up from my first surgery, I said some very embarrassing things that ended up with the nurse saying, you know your husband's right there, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know that. He's my favorite face. But so the second surgery, I woke up and I told the spine fellow, Dr. Devin St. Clair, who was another angel of mine, I was very excited. And I said, do you know the best lyric in the whole wide world? And he's like, no, Courtney, what is that? And I said, hydrocodone on a hands-free phone. So, of course, that's from the Sipping on the Syrup by the 3-6, which we can't play today. Anyway, I just wanted to give a shout-out. If you have back issues and there's no, you think there's no hope and you think your life is over, Vanderbilt, Dr. Byron Stevens, thank you.
There you go. Well, thank you for being here. And we're going to go out with Pagan Poetry by Bjork.
And I can only listen to Bjork in the winter.
Oh, okay. Well, this is fall, so put your fingers
almost.
Put your fingers in your ears. Yeah. Here we go. We'll see you next week, folks.